Tonight, as we celebrate the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and tomorrow the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it is truly a joy to give thanks to the Lord, especially as we come to welcome Joanna, baby Joanna, into the Church. First of all, I would like to thank Mother Adele for the invitation, Father Curlin for allowing us to be here tonight to celebrate this very special day. As we celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus, sometimes I think we try to struggle with our understanding of who God is and who Jesus is, and especially the symbolism of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And sometimes our theology gets rather high. Our intentions sometimes are lost. And maybe sometimes children bring us down to reality. One teacher told me a beautiful story of kids one day as the sisters of the Pierce Park, Jesus and Mary, were visiting the school. The little kids, the first and second graders, looked at them and said to their teacher, "Who are these ladies?" And the teacher simply said, "They are sisters." And the kids replied, "Sisters of who?" Teacher was good, and she said, "They're sisters of Jesus." And of course, the questions kept going. Why are they dressed like that? Where do they live? What do they eat? What are their names? So by the time the teacher got to the classroom, she put two hearts on the board, and she put a sword through the hearts. And she wrote on the board, "Pierced Hearts of Jesus and Mary." And one little boy got so excited. He said, "Teacher, I know their names. I know their names." The teacher said, "Yes, they're the Shish Kabob sisters." But let me explain. This teacher said, "Why?" Well, he said, "Can't you see, teacher? Jesus and Mary pushed their hearts into ours. And that's why they're Shish Kabob sisters." And that really truly is an inkling of what we try to understand. When Christ tries to give us His heart. When Mary tries to give us her heart. Simplicity brings understanding. And that little boy maybe had more understanding about truly what it is to live in the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary, the Mother of God. Kids can say the darndest things, but they can teach us. They can help us to understand ourselves and understand life. Karl Rahner, the great theologian, always said that the heart is the center of our being. It is at the heart where God touches us. It is at our heart where God truly calls us to know Him, love Him, and serve Him. Tonight, Scott and Amara, you come here tonight to ask the Lord to bless your baby. Joanna, you come to have her baptized. It is love that brought you here. 1 year ago, I think you said at the Feast of Our Lady, you were married. And out of that love for one another, and on that day God gave you the greatest power on earth. He gave you the power to create life. And you have created life. You have created Joanna in the image and likeness of God and the image and likeness of yourselves. The heart is truly the center of life because it is God Himself. As you have created Joanna in the image and likeness of God, you have taken upon yourselves the responsibility. Parents are the first of teachers of their children. God and Amara, you are to love one another. All couples are to love one another. Because it is out of love that your children begin to understand who God is. If we say God is love, and your kids, children don't experience that love, how can we truly say they know who God is? You are to let Joanna experience that love, because that love is from God and from the heart of Jesus. You probably saw in the news tonight where Billy Graham's wife of 63 years, Ruth, died. And their children, one son said it beautifully. He said, "Our mother reared us with love. She showered us with love. Sometimes she didn't have enough, but she gave us the love of Jesus." The love of Christ is very powerful, and it's so important in our lives. Second point I'd like to share about our lives in the sense and about the Sacred Heart of Jesus is our journey towards our heart, if our heart is the center. So sadly, sometimes, so many of us can never put our minds and hearts together. The doctors tell us they're 18 inches apart, and yet sometimes we fail to put them together. We must learn not to live in our minds. If we live in our minds, we live empty lives. We live half lives. And we live, more than anything else, with impoverished lives, because we don't know the quality of God's love in our lives. Yes, original sin separates us from the love of God. Tonight we're asking God to bring His grace and love into Joanna's life. Not because she's a sinner, but because all of us are imperfect. All of us needs God's love. All of us needs that special gift of God to help us live, to help us understand, and help us above all to respond to the Lord. We fail to accept God's love, or we fail to share God's love in our lives. It is not that God has failed to love us, but that we have failed to respond to God's love. The spirituality of the heart is another beautiful gift. The second reading from St. Paul to the Romans, Paul tells us directly. He says, "The love of God is poured into your hearts." And do we realize it? Do we respond to that love? Spirituality of the heart calls us to purify our hearts, open our hearts to the truth. And the only way we can open our hearts to the truth is by prayer. Peace. Reflection. Scripture. Those are the things that brings us to the spirituality of the heart. Because they slow us down to hear God speak to us. We must learn to love rather than to fear. We must not let anxiety motivate our lives. It has to be the love of God. And ultimately in our world today, if we truly understand God's love, it is the sacrament of reconciliation that we encounter the real heart of Jesus Christ. Because we come heart to heart, we share with God our hearts. And in that encounter of reconciliation and heart to heart with Jesus Christ, we are touched by love because He forgives us. It is here that our heart and our humanity is touched by Jesus Christ. And some of us ask why. Why would Jesus Christ even do such a thing for us? Like we heard in the Gospel of Luke tonight, it doesn't make sense. When the shepherd leaves 99 to search for the one lost sheep. The only place it makes sense is in the heart of Jesus Christ. I'd like to leave you with one simple quote from a wonderful person, Oscar Romero. Bishop Oscar Romero was assassinated in El Salvador as he said Mass one afternoon. And in all the troubles of his country, he struggled. He struggled to bring the people to understand the love of Jesus Christ, to experience the love of Jesus Christ, and to know the love of Jesus Christ. This is what once he said to the people of El Salvador. He said, "How I would like to engrave in you one of the greatest gifts on earth, and I would like to engrave this in your hearts. Christianity is not a collection of truths to be believed, of laws to be obeyed, or a list of do's and don'ts. No, that makes it distasteful. Christianity is a person, one who loves you so much, one who now asks for your love. Christianity is Jesus Christ." Tonight we celebrate the deepest reality of that. We celebrate Jesus Christ's love for each and every one of us. Tomorrow we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the greatest response to the love of Jesus Christ, when she said, "Yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word." So let us above all struggle to realize, yes, Jesus Christ puts his heart into us. Mary places her heart in our hearts. Do we respond? Do we believe? Do we trust in the love of Jesus Christ?